he started his political and civil activity in 1987, like a member of a civil initiative Charter 97. And he participated in a lot of peaceful demonstrations in 1999 and 2000 and later. And in 2010, he was a member of Sannikov team. Andrei Sannikov, he's one of candidates who participated in the last presidential election in 2010. And after the demonstration in 19th of December in Independence Square, he also was arrested and he's still in prison, like other former candidate Mr. Statkevich. And Mr. Bondarenko also was arrested on the square in 19th of December, like other 600 people who will participate in these demonstrations. And lately, he was detained in KGB prison. And after the government started investigation against him in Article 342, against people against him, like he organized some illegal demonstrations in 19th of December, and after he was detained to 2 years in prison. And when he was in KGB prison, he had some problems with health, and he need help, medical helps. And after he was in a hospital, in prison hospital, and they made him operation. And now he's in prison in Mogilev region, and he still have big problems with the health. And all human rights organizations in Belarus, including Vyasna, organizations that I represent, we call to immediately release all political prisoners, including Mr. Bondarenko. We support this idea to nominate him to Sakharov Prize.
Where is exactly is Mr. Bondarenko now? We read that he might be in some labor colony camp despite being injured or in bad health, let's say.
Now he's he's in a special colony in Mogilev region, and he's in a hospital in this colony. But we had the last news that on next week maybe he will be in this colony, not in the hospital, but in the colony. It means that he need to work, and of course it's very dangerous for him because he still have this problem with health, and he can't work, of course.
So you keep any contacts with him while he's in jail?
No, of course we can't have any contacts because only the lawyers and his wife or parents can have contacts or meetings with him. And his wife, Olga Bondarenko, he had some contacts and meetings with him in prison. He can send the letters, and everybody can send the letters for him. But if we talk about the meetings or met with him, this is only a lawyer or his wife or parents or somebody else, like his family members, not other people. But everybody, even people who live abroad, you can send the letters for him, and he can send the letters also.
Do you appreciate the gesture of the European Parliament which nominated Mr. Bondarenko for Sakharov Prize, or do you feel especially the European community could exert some more pressure on the authoritarian regime in your country?
Yes, of course we feel this support, and we know about this pressure from EU, from the government. Unfortunately, the government now stopped this process to release the political prisoners that was before. We still have 15 political prisoners in prison, including two former candidates, Mr. Sannikov and Statkevich. And of course, we support this idea to nominate Mr. Bondarenko to the Sakharov Prize. And this is a very big support for him from the European Union. And we hope that it can help to release him.